Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am your host. We have an action-packed show today. We're going to pay tribute to one of the Titan singer-songwriters from the early days of album rock radio who died last week. We've got a bunch of music news from what was a very active week. We've got new music from a former one-hit wonder who is still plugging away looking for that elusive second hit. Plus, Phil is back. We've got Phil's pick again and our one-hit wonder. All ahead in the next hour right here on 91.5 WMFO.
The boys are back in town, the boys.
Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. The song is The Difference. It's from their debut album back in 1996 called Bringing Down the Horse. It's the one that had one headlight on it that won the Grammy for Best Rock Song that year. And we heard Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town at the top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, hope you had a nice weekend. Last week, the Paul McCartney shows happened at Fenway Park, and by all accounts, they were fantastic. And I really do regret that I made the decision not to buy a ticket. When they came out, the prices were so steep, and I just couldn't justify it. But after what I've heard about the concert, and when you think about the fact that he's pushing 80, and it's very likely to be the last shows he does in this area, I feel like I made a mistake. So anyway, I guess I have to live with that. By the way, Ringo Starr was also in town a couple weeks ago. I forgot to mention it. He accepted his honorary doctorate from Berkeley at a special ceremony. At it, he gave a short speech, and he summed up his musical philosophy as this. You know, I just hit them. That's all I do. I just hit the buggers. Of course, he's talking about the drums. And it seems to be I hit them in the right place. He was originally supposed to receive his honorary doctorate at Berkeley's official commencement back in May, but he was unable to make it, so he put together a short video for that. And then the ceremony a couple of weeks ago was put together as Ringo and his all-star band rode through Boston on their current North American tour. But everyone is thinking and talking about the Celtics now, I suppose. Game 5 is tonight out in San Francisco, so we'll all be walking around bleary-eyed tomorrow morning. Such a frustrating game Friday night. They had it within their grasp, and honestly, it looked like they panicked toward the end there, and then Steph Curry took over, and oh boy. No idea what to think about tonight's game, other than every time they lose one, they seem to win the next one. And there will be a Game 6 back here in Boston, regardless of what happens tonight, Thursday night, so we're all caught up in Celtics mania, and I hope you're enjoying the ride like I am, although it's very, very stressful. Anyway, it is time for Phil's pick. Phil has taken a couple of weeks off to tend to his actual real life, his non-Rock of Ages life, but we're happy to have him back. Phil, my friend, lives in Watertown. He has a vast knowledge of music, a lot of it a little bit different than mine, so I really do enjoy his recommendations, and I pass them along to you. So let's hear Phil's pick for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is The Man in Me by the Band of Heathens. The Band of Heathens broke out of Austin's fertile Americana scene in the mid-2000s with an expansive approach to roots rock that dips flawless songcraft in washes of country, blues, folk, and even power pop hooks. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Hey.
That's the Hymn for the Weekend by Coldplay, and we heard Band of Heathens before that, Phil's Pick for Today, and The Man in Me. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you on Rock of Ages. We do this every single Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me live on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you can't catch the show live, then listen on demand. You can find the show on the website at WMFO.org. Just go on the schedule and look for Rock of Ages, and we have 2 weeks' worth of shows on archive. I'm going to bend the format a little bit with this story. Please indulge me. Rock of Ages is about a radio format called album-oriented rock that began in the early and mid-1970s as an alternative to Top 40. Rather than just play the hits, album rock radio stations played deeper songs from albums and played a wider range of artists that didn't necessarily have that Top 40 sound. In the early days of the format, the singer-songwriters had an enormous influence, so much so, in fact, that I have done two, count them, two special shows featuring only them. In the early 1980s, album rock radio took on a harder rock edge, leaving many of these pioneer singer-songwriters behind. Now, some of them made the transition and continued to get played on album rock radio. Artists like Elton John, Jackson Browne, Paul Simon, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Billy Joel continued to get airplay. Others got left behind and banished to soft rock radio that also emerged during this time. And artists like Carly Simon and James Taylor, Loggins and Messina, Gordon Lightfoot, Joni Mitchell, Dan Fogelberg, all examples. And it might be hard to imagine that now, but these artists were equally as influential in the development of album rock radio as the others that stuck around in the format. Well, one of the bands that got left behind was Seals and Crofts, which I mentioned today because last week Jimmy Seals died at the age of 80. They were one of the largest selling artists of the 70s with hits like Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl, Get Closer, many others. In fact, in 1974, they played the California Jam along with bands like Deep Purple and the Eagles in front of hundreds of thousands of fans. Well, they broke up in 1980 when radio either turned toward harder rock or dance music, a time that later Seals said made them feel like a fish out of water. So they packed it in, they stopped touring, they stopped recording. And so Seals moved to Costa Rica to raise his kids and run a coffee farm. Later, he moved to Nashville and remained active in the Nashville music scene until he had a stroke in 2017, which basically took him out of the music world. Seals was also the brother of Dan Seals, who has his own place in soft rock history as one half of the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'm going to play a Seals and Crofts song now, but not one of the hits that you can hear anytime on yacht rock radio stations now. Instead, I'm going to double down on 1970s glory. In 1977, there was a movie called One on One that starred Robbie Benson and Annette O'Toole. Let that sink in for a second. For which Seals and Crofts performed this song in the obligatory love montage in the movie. It's called My Fair Share. Remembering Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts today on Rock of Ages.
Lost. Lost as a child's first thought. I must have arms to hold me. Lost without loving care. I must have my fair share. Fair. Fair is a changing word. But fair is an honored promise. Justice if you're still there, I will have my fair share. Justice is a lady. Lay me down with justice in a long white gown. With a breath of love we can share. Share. Sleep with me if you dare. Celebrate my fair share. Thank you. justice if you're still there. I will have my fair share. Justice is a lady. Lay me down with justice in a long white gown. With a breath of love we can share. Sleep with me if you dare. Celebrate my thank you.
What do you play after you play perhaps the uncoolest song you've ever played on the show, My Fair Share by Seals and Crofts? You play the coolest band in the world, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that is Soul to Squeeze. And before that, we did indeed play Seals and Crofts as we remember Jimmy Seals, who died last week at the age of 80. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. You are listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. Let's play some new music now. This is a band that we actually featured as a one-hit wonder back in January. They are still plugging away, looking for hit number two, Jimmy Eat World. They scored with the middle back in the early 2000s, and this week they released this song, which will be the title song from their new album called Something Loud. Let's hear it. New from Jimmy Eat World on Rock of Ages.
Different.
The Police were famous for naming their albums for things that really flowed from the tongue. That one was Zenyatta Mandara, Driven to Tears by The Police. And we heard Jimmy Eat World, new from them, an album coming out, and that is the title song, Something Loud, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. As I mentioned at the top of the show, last week was a particularly active week in the music world, a lot of music news being announced and released. Justin Bieber shared an update about his health last week after fans were left wondering why he canceled shows in Toronto and Washington, D.C. On Friday, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. It's a rare virus that affects nerves in the face and ear and can cause facial paralysis. He explained that the entire right side of his face was unable to move and he could only smile and blink on the left side. He is expected to make a full and complete recovery, but will be taking time off for a while to deal with his health. For the first time in its six-decade history, the Grammys are adding an award to specifically honor the most prolific songwriters in the music industry. It's part of a set of wider updates and rule changes that the Recording Academy announced last week. The new award will be called Songwriter of the Year, Non-Classical, and it'll be the most direct Grammy honor songwriters have ever earned during the annual awards ceremony. It's intended to celebrate solely the songwriter and the songs they wrote rather than performed. Nominations will include five songs the songwriters didn't record themselves. Blondie is set to release their first definitive collection of their work in a 124-track archival box set called Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982. The collection was remastered from original analog tapes and cut at Abbey Road Studios, and it features three dozen previously unreleased songs. It arrives on August 26th. The collection pulls from Blondie's first six albums, from 1976's Blondie through 1982's The Hunter. And the Foo Fighters have scheduled a pair of tribute concerts to late drummer Taylor Hawkins. It'll mark their first live appearances since Hawkins' death in March. The band announced the shows on Instagram last Wednesday. The first will take place on September 3rd at Wembley Stadium in London, and the second will be held on September 27th at the Forum in Los Angeles. Full lineups for the shows will be announced at a later date, and tickets will go on sale on June 17th on the Foo Fighters website. Today's date is June 13th, and it marks the day in 1995 that singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette released her breakthrough album, Jagged Little Pill. It was a critical and commercial success, selling over 33 million copies worldwide. It also earned five Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, making the then 22-year-old Alanis Morissette the youngest artist ever to win the honor. Let's listen to one now from Jagged Little Pill on Rock of Ages. Thank you. That is George Harrison from the album All Things Must Pass. Why not? We talked about Paul and Ringo earlier in the show, so we'll play George. And Alanis Morissette before that, on this, the anniversary of the day in 1995 when her album Jagged Little Pill was released. The song was You Learn. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa waking you up or getting you up or out to work or school this morning. Thanks for listening to the show. We play the best rock from all eras every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. It is a very busy and exciting time of the year. Next Sunday is Father's Day. We'll do a little something on next week's show to honor the dads among us. And next weekend is also the Juneteenth holiday. Actually, Juneteenth is on the 19th Sunday, but it'll be celebrated on Monday by many of us who'll have the day off, including the Tufts community. There will be various events on campus commemorating that day, and so we do look forward to that next weekend. Up next, a regular and fun feature on the show that we do every week. It is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and we'll do it right after this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This week's One Hit Wonder is unusual in that the band's lead singer, Tom Cochran, was also featured as a One Hit Wonder as a solo artist for his song Life is a Highway. The band is Red Rider. They're from Canada. Another band that is huge somewhere outside of America, not so much here. They were formed in 1976. They released their second and most popular album, As Far as Siam, in 1981, which included this song. It was featured in the movie Vision Quest and also in an episode of Miami Vice. They disbanded for good in 1989, but left their mark with their one album rock radio hit. This is Lunatic Fringe by Red Rider on Rock of Ages.
You're in hiding. righteous. Little loving gonna make you feel all right. Say all right. So come on and help me send. Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. Please join me next week at 8 o'clock for another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. Between now and the next time we speak, the NBA will have a new champion. Let's hope it's us. Go Celtics tonight and Thursday. And I hope you have a really, really good week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.